Hello, it's Sean. Hi, it's right now it's Monday morning. It's a hazy morning here in New York. I am Sean Cullen. This is the Sean Pod from New York City as I rehearse for a new show called First Wives Club. I'm here living with you, dreaming through the dreams with all of you. How's it going? Golden Globes were last night. That's nice that people who already have a lot of money get some more things to tell them they're nice. It's good. That's what I love about award shows. Anyway, things are great. People made fun of Bill Cosby, and that was good. I'm excited. There are more important things happening in the world, however. Just for example, there is a 50 people, 56 people died in Mozambique because they drank beer that was poisoned with crocodile bile. Now, that's horrible. Certainly, 56 people dying from crocodile bile poisoning. But my question is, how bad are you used to beer tasting in Mozambique if there's crocodile bile in it and you still drink it? You think, that's a bit tart, but I'm going to drink it anyway, to the point where it'll kill me. And how much bile would it take to poison 56 people? That's bizarre. I mean, if you're milking the bile out of a crocodile, how many crocodiles were milked? I have no idea. It's crazy. It's pretty strange. So that is a worry. The Golden Globes are one thing, but 56 people dying of crocodile bile poisoned beer in Mozambique is pretty sad. Also, in a similar note, there are dozens arrested for selling diseased pork in China. And I know how tempting it is to sell diseased pork and how easy it is to fall in with the wrong people, the wrong crowd. My mother always said, listen, be careful, with the people that you end up hanging around with, because if you're not, one day you'll fall in with a gang of people who sell poisoned pork. Do you understand? Diseased pork. And I never really took her seriously. And now, look at me. I'm looking at this story. It's unbelievable. Now, I'm happy. It's a bit foggy here today in New York. It's hazy. I'm not sure if it's just filth in the air or just a fog. I'm gonna say fog just so I feel better about myself. Oh, excuse me. I just got an email. It's foggy, and I don't know. It just seems a little dismal today. Not only because the weather is down, but it is my wedding anniversary. 8 years ago, is it 8 years ago? When was it? 2007, I think. Yes, 2007. I made a terrible choice and got married, and then about 2 years ago, it bit me on the ass. So that's fine. It's just a bit sad to be me today. But you know what? I look at it this way. I didn't drink any beer filled with crocodile bile today. And also, diseased pork is not on the menu. So, bonus. All right? Bonus. Yes. So that's a good thing. But happy anniversary, and what a bad idea. So now, what are we going to do today? Well, today, I don't know. I have rehearsal in a few hours. It's actually been quite light. I mean, I'm not the lead in the show, so I get to sit around while other people dance their asses off. But what's really amazing? I always find this incredible, is your musicals, they're really. The essence of them is having incredible dancers and singers and actors who are in the chorus, the ensemble. And then people like me wander in and do, attempt to dance and be funny. But those people in the ensemble, in the chorus, are so talented. It's ridiculous. And then it must be depressing for them to see losers like me trying to dance around and fail. and getting paid really well for it and being the star of the show when they should all be stars of every show because they're all brilliant. And I don't know, without them, the show would be quite boring. But they're kind of disposable. People just go, oh, yes, the chorus, there's the ensemble. Just learn all your bits. I don't want to have to tell you twice. You know, it's quite amazing. It's an amazing thing. They're almost like slaves, dancing slaves, which is kind of erotic, if you think about it. I don't mind that. Now, what's on the happening this week? I don't know. They're still searching for the Malaysian Airlines Flight 370. They'll never find it. I've hidden it too well. I don't know what else is new. The Ford F-150 won Truck of the Year. And the Volkswagen Golf won Car of the Year in the Detroit Auto Show. And then they were stolen. So that's what Detroit is like now. That's too bad. I'm thinking of going to Detroit and just buying a giant mansion for a dollar. And then burning it. Just to have some fun. I think that'd be a good idea. I don't know what else is really going on. You know, the thing is that about the Charlie Hebdo attacks. One has to look at it, and I don't know. They weren't great cartoons. I have to say, I never laughed at it. I was always a bit disgusted. But nobody. It doesn't really matter how bad, in my opinion, your work is. No one needs to be killed for it, you know? So, I don't want someone to jump up in the middle of First Wives Club and say, you missed the box step, and then stab me in the face. That's, my mother is not allowed to come to the show, but maybe someone else would do it, and that would be disappointing. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've had some fun talking with me today. I had a good time. We have a lot of days ahead of us. I just wanted to keep in touch with people. I don't want to be alone in my apartment, crying, masturbating, rolling on the floor in my own tears and poop. But that's the way it is right now. I hope you're having a good day. I hope it's not as misty and foggy where you are. Maybe it's cold and miserable. I don't know. But take care of yourselves, please. Oh, take a sniff of the pork before you eat it. Take a sip of the beer and then assess if there's bile in it before you start chug-a-lugging, okay? Don't shotgun the crocodile bile beer. Just take it easy, okay? My people of Mozambique, my people of China, beware. Take care. Have a lovely day.